Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to find out more about what is happening on the ground here in South Africa with regard to Jewish students. A recent global survey has revealed that 3/4 of Jewish students worldwide hide their religious identity. This, of course, raises questions about the challenges that young Jews face in expressing their faith. We wanted to get a sense of what it's like for South African Jewish students. David Gosha is the National Secretary General of the South African Union of Jewish Students, SOGES. David, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. What does it look like for South African Jews across the country on our campuses?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you so much for having me. So starting off just, of course, on the survey that was released, I'm assuming that's already been spoken about.
Yes. But, well, just give us that information what it found, and then we can, then it'll be interesting to see how South Africa compares.
Yes. So the Anti-Defamation League, combined with the World Union of Jewish Students, which SOGES is a sitting member on the International Executive Board, essentially conducted a survey to see where Jews are at in campuses worldwide in terms of showing their identity. And it found that in many parts of the world, majority of Jews who identify in some way with the religion, because I guess it's very hard to quantify religious versus not, but who have some association with their identity, felt that they had to hide their Jewish identity on campuses. And I think it's a shocking statistic that's indicative of where a lot of the world, unfortunately, seems to be in this kind of discourse. But positively, I would say South African campuses are a bit more unique in this regard, more positively. When the 7th of October happened, SOGES as a organization decided to take a hard stance that we would not back down from our Jewish identity, and we created a sort of a campaign called Jewish and Proud. And from this campaign, we encouraged every student across South Africa to go and show their Jewish identity, to wear their yarmulkes, to wear Magendova necklaces, to, you know, wear chais, to do whatever it is that they feel that they could connect with the religion, to show that, you know, we're not backing down. And I would say that from that, in my years on university campuses, I've actually seen an increase in Jews representing their Jewish identity now.
It is so interesting because, just anecdotally, I haven't done a survey, but people that I speak to, students that I speak to, share exactly the sentiment that you're speaking about, that they're actually very comfortable on the most part outwardly showing their Jewish identity. It doesn't seem to be a problem here in South Africa. Where I am hearing concerns, and it'll be interesting to hear from you about that, is resistance sometimes from the academics, specifically, for example, in Cape Town, about moving an exam that is on a Jewish holiday, or resistance in that way. And I have no idea if that is accurate across the board or just the couple of people that I just happened to speak to. What is your sense there?
So when it comes to moving exams and tests, It gives both SOGES and the Jewish Board of Deputies headaches, because there's a lot of factors to bear in mind with a university that has to, like, firstly, logistically, to have to come up with tests and exam schedules for tens of thousands of students across dozens of degrees and many faculties. That always, I think, for the university, create a logistical nightmare. And then you factor in religious holidays, and it creates an interesting scenario, because in many universities, they will release an official calendar, and Wits at least does this, I can't speak to UCT, where it will say what the recognized religious holidays are for all the majority and minority religions that the university includes. And Jewish religious holidays and Al-Chagim are always there. Sometimes, though, we feel that lecturers don't always bear this in mind, or they forget about it, or we just
so would
in
you
a
say it's
situation where
less
we do have
of
to do.
it's less deliberate and more just because there's so much going on, it is complicated, it does cause logistical challenges for them. So it's more about that than it is about the resistance to assist Jewish students.
Yes, I would say I'd say that exactly. That it's very difficult to tell if it anything if it is anything other than mistake. But despite whether it's a mistake or not, of course, there always is that expectation that they will be helpful, and of course they must be helpful. If a Jew cannot write, it's the religious fundamental right that you can't write on a Jewish holiday, and any faculty is always under an obligation to assist when those issues do occur.
The recent reports about UCT, does that, you know, UCT versus WITS versus, you know, the UJ, are you seeing any difference there? I'm not talking about from an academic perspective now, just from a Jewish student on campus perspective. Is there any difference, or are Jews largely very comfortable no matter which university campus it is in South Africa?
So I think there'll always be differences between the campuses based on their location, their characteristics. For example, UJ, unfortunately, we're seeing very few Jewish students, I think less every year, who actually are going to UJ. And then when they are there, because they have many campuses spread across the city, it's always hard to see a strong Jewish foothold there, or to really get a good consensus. But I think largely the idea of showing Jewish pride and representation across South Africa still remains strong. Of course, the UCT poses a unique challenges to, say, if it's compared to, say, Stellenbosch, where we just established a branch last
Amazing.
Year. So they definitely are all very different.
Right. But largely the, and what I'm hearing, which is very, very positive news, is that South African Jewish students have not been impacted to the same extent, if at all, as Jewish students around the world.
Yes, and thankfully it has been like that. Of course, there are always.
Well, of course, there's going to be
there are,
but largely that is the case. That is very comforting news, and I really appreciate you chatting to us. David Gosha is the National Secretary General of the South African Union of Jewish Students.